Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Think Business Podcast. I'm John Dwoskin, a business coach, speaker, and author. I help companies and people get unstuck so they can grow their businesses and reach their highest potential. Every day, I'm giving you tips, tools, and best practices, or sharing conversations I'm having with business and thought leaders. All episodes will provide you guidance to help you grow your business today. Get ready to think big, think forward, and think consciously on this episode of the Think Business Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to this episode of Think Business. Looking forward to sitting down and talking to Hugh Odom, founder and president of Vertical Consultants. Hugh is a former AT&T attorney for over the past 11 years and the founder and president of Vertical Consultants, a telecom consulting firm that has provided consulting advice for companies like Walmart, McDonald's, and Disney, and governmental institutions like the United States Postal Service, New York Housing Authority, and many other companies. He's here to share the story of how telecom industry has and will become more crucial based on COVID-19 pandemic. Hugh, I'm looking forward to sitting down and talking with you. But before we jump in, so you worked at AT&T for over 11 years, and correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't it used to be a thing at AT&T where they had to end the conversation with, "Thank you for calling AT&T"?
That was not official, but let's put it that way. You're encouraged to.
It was officially unofficial.
Correct.
So, but regardless of if it was, you know, official or unofficial, it does talk about the level of service that they had and understanding of just treating the client a certain way before it was as trendy as it is now. Not that it always hasn't been, but I always liked that thing. It always stuck with me with AT&T. And so, you know, we're recording this. I'm not sure when it's going to air, but we're recording this on May 13th, 2020. We're in the middle of COVID pandemic. And so, you know, post COVID, right? As we work through this in post COVID, how will telecom change? So, you know, so tell us kind of what that's going to look like.
Well, I think pre-COVID, there was already an extreme ramp up with regards to build out infrastructure, more particularly as everybody watches TV, you hear 5G, 5G, 5G. And that's still ongoing, but what's kind of, we've added gasoline to the fire because of the nature of the way we're working, the way we're interacting has dramatically changed after. As a result, the need for more infrastructure and more build out of carriers into the tower companies is being ramped up tremendously because the reason all that's being built out anyway is capacity. You know, more people are doing these kind of meetings, going online with regards to work issues, things of that nature. There's going to be a tremendous amount of built out. Before COVID-19, there are approximately about 500 cell sites in the United States, from rooftop sites to cell tower sites. For the 5G build out, there was going to be, in by 2025, another million to a million and a half built out.
What does that mean, 10G?
Well, no, it's going to mean 5G is going to be everywhere because of that was going to be built out for the infrastructure. Now, after COVID-19 or during COVID-19, that is going to be amped up even further because what's going to happen is the build out primarily is going to be in metro areas, urban areas. But because of need and demographics different in rural areas and such, there's going to be a lot bigger build out to handle those needs, not only in the urban areas, but also in rural areas as well.
All right. So that's going to happen. So that's the technical end of things. And so now, you know, you're founder of Vertical Consultants. So Vertical Consultants is doing what? Three sentences.
We work with property owners around the United States of all sizes to help them not only increase revenue from using properties they own for telecom purposes, but also to help them negotiate beneficial agreements to protect them from certain things that could be negative in the use of their properties as well, that could have a negative impact. Ultimately, what we do is we take agreements that are either presented to them or they already have and make them better from a financial standpoint and from protection of their asset standpoint, their property.
So you're basically making sure they get a great deal.
Correct. In the last 5 years, our average increase in current rents was over 300%.
Oh, wow.
300%.
But now, and I could be wrong when I say this, but I feel like when people get into an agreement, it's very long term. And so, you know, if they're stuck in a long-term thing, can you help them then?
We can help. We've helped clients with had 15, 20 years left on agreements. The reason being is this, like you said, in the start of this, I was an attorney inside AT&T for a very long time. So I drafted leases all across this country. The problem when you enter into a long-term agreement from the telecom side is you can't predict everything that's going to happen over the next 15, 20 years, right? So you try to throw a big blanket as possible of all those things that might happen, but you can't cover everything. So what we do is we look at situations that we can get back into those agreements because of a need for the telecom company, either from the time situation, a use situation, or space situation. And that's what gives us the ability to renegotiate existing agreements. Understanding what you're offering the telecom company is crucial, because what the telecom companies do is they try to go out to property owners and say, here's what we're offering you. You're not using this space. Here's what we're offering you. But you know, if you don't understand what you're offering them, then you'll never do a good deal.
Okay. So let's talk about prediction. You use the word predict. I love, I think every business person is always looking to forecast, project, predict, right? And then reverse engineer. I'm a business coach. I work with companies all the time on a lot of that type of stuff. Nobody ever predicted a pandemic. And so that really wasn't in the profit, the P&L statement, right? The business plan, and so how moving forward when you talk about predict, how do you plan when now a pandemic is actually a real thing?
With
you know, how do you now you're including that in your equation. And so as a consultant that's, you know, working on these telco, you know, I think we're going to see a lot post COVID of more people working from home. We're going to see probably, I still think that we're going to see a lot of office because I think people like going to the office, but a lot more remote and flex time. And then you have millennials that are going to occupy 75% of the global workforce by 2025. And I think it's about 51% of the global workforce will be freelancers by 2027. So you have all of this in a world where by 2030, 85% of the jobs that exist don't exist today. And so I agree with you, forget post-COVID, before COVID was going to change things dramatically. And so now it's going to just COVID, I think, will accelerate that. And so when you're working with clients, how are you just making that part of the, you know, the prep plan?
Well, I think one of the things that you're mentioning, even if before COVID, the one thing that's always consistent in technology, which telecom is technology, is consistent change. So what we try to do with our clients is ultimately help them understand that when they're leasing space for use by a telecom company, most people think of it as a real estate transaction. It's really a utility transaction. Mm-hmm. So utilities are always changing. It's a variable, right? Utilities are never constant. So what you have to structure in their agreements are such that you track utility being produced at those sites versus space being used. So as things change and COVID-19 comes into play, it changes the nature of the value or the utility being garnered from those sites that we're leasing to AT&T, Verizon, whoever. And then you track that based upon what's happening out there, not how much space they're using. A telecom company wants you to do basically one thing. They want you to agree to rent, an escalator, and a term. By doing that, you fix your cost. They fix their cost with the use of your property. We want you to have a situation that's based upon not only the space they're using, but a variable based upon the value they're garnering. So our primary advice to property owners is forget about real estate modeling when you look at a site to lease out. Base it upon a utility modeling, because that's how a telecom company determines value. If you're in Chicago, LA, or Duluth, they're not going to look at those sites based upon the real estate values, that being an AT&T Verizon. They're going to look at each of those cell sites based upon the utility they garner, the value they garner, or alternatively, the detriment they would have if they didn't have the site. Yeah. So we try to get our clients to view it in those perspectives.
I gotcha. Let me ask you a question, because I know we kind of keep on talking about AT&T a little bit, which I think is great. But what's the biggest lesson you learned from AT&T?
Size equals power. Power equals persuasion. Persuasion equals results.
Yeah. Is it always grounded? That's not a fair question. Don't answer that. I may put you in trouble. But but you know, right? You know, I hear you on that. But you know, when you zoom in to just kind of the managing of the people, right? Mm-hmm. You know, within a company of that size, you know, that recipe, I don't know how, you know, how the management was internally, but that recipe doesn't work managing people internally. You know, persuasive just because we're the big bad wolf. And so what were some of the management secrets that that worked in AT&T?
Well, I think it was trying to get everybody to understand a common goal. And that was really, you're trying to get, even though you were extremely large, extremely scaled out with regards to people spread across the country and the world, you're trying to get everybody, even though you're separated, a common goal with regards to what that goal was. If this year the goal was, let's expand on the wireless sector, let's work on that together. If your goal is on the business sector, let's work on that. Everybody have a commonality in working as a team effort rather than segment it out. Because when you have such a big company, you're so far apart. You don't know Joe in California versus Bob in Louisiana. But if you understand what the common goal is between those employees, then you can work in lockstep together to go and get some things done.
Yeah.
So I think that was even though we're big, we're still together.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Good. So I just was curious, it popped into my head as AT&T. So let's talk about wireless networks for a minute, because everything is wireless. I remember, I'm going to be 48 this year. You know, not everyone had Wi-Fi, right? I mean, it was like, it's only been a couple of years. And then you have now everything is wireless. I have wireless in my car. I mean, I have internet access in my car, so I can get great access when I'm, you know, on the road. But, you know, what is the future of wireless look like? And can, because to me, I run my whole business based on wireless. So, you know, what does the world of wireless network look like? And is some of, and you can't answer this question, but like, how safe is wireless?
Well, I'll answer the first question, and the second, I'll do my best.
You may have to call compliance on that one.
Well, so. On the first, the future of wireless is ever expanding, but more particularly, ever faster, ever more lower latency. It's going to provide things that today we are able to do, and we'll be able to do tomorrow. And so, ultimately, you know, if a cord is attached to your headphones or your TV or whatever, those will be gone. If you're looking at the ability to communicate wirelessly, that is ever expanding. But not only the ability to communicate, the ability to operate. And that is really the next step. When you're talking about self-driving cars, operating machinery, things of that nature wirelessly, that is the next step. It's not only expansive with regards to the networks, it's expansive with regards to the abilities that you're able to do in those networks. And that's where 5G rolls in. On the health issue, I would say, not being a doctor and not being an engineer as well, but I would tell you that there's a different radiation is always the issue. And radiation, there's a different radiation that's emitted by common, wireless equipment than other equipment like x-rays or things like that. There is no direct evidence that that causes certain health issues. Now, nobody should stand in front of one for days upon days, but it's not directly causation that's any study we have access to that says you're going to get, you know, you're going to have unhealthy results by using a phone or being, let's say, a block away from a cell tower.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I necessarily, I have different opinions on that, but we don't, that's not this type of show.
Sure. No, I understand.
But I think, listen, it doesn't even matter what my opinion is. I use it. I can't run my business without it. And we all are, you know, connected to it. So, you know, I wear this thing on my neck, and I don't know if it's true, but it supposedly keeps radiation away from your body. Right.
Okay.
And so, because I need it, to run my business, but I do my best to kind of try to use some of these remedies.
I live in a house made by that same material. I just have the whole house.
Okay. Good. Yeah. I have stuff on my TVs. It's like we have salt rocks. You know, we have, you know, all types of things. Everybody. My wife is has all that. We have all that stuff. So. So let's talk about, in closing, before I move into the speed round, you know, two pieces of advice that you would give a company right now, you know, to the likes of the advice you're giving the Walmarts, the McDonald's, the Disneys, the postal services, You know, by the way, thank you to all the people working at Walmart and, the postal people during COVID, amongst, of course, everyone on the front lines. But, you know, what key advice would you give them as you're, you know, saying, hey, here are things to look out for and here are things why you may want to, you know, if this is happening, this is why you need me.
Well, there's two things. There's the one side of the equation with what we're usually contacted about, the value, rents, things like that, the financial side of it. As I said before, very quickly, the key element is don't worry about what you're being offered. Don't worry about what other people are getting paid. Understand that one particular situation, your property, your building, whatever the case may be, understand what you're offering the cell tower company or the wireless carrier by allowing them to use your facility, your property. And that's really where we come into play. We're kind of the translator. We translate what the actual is being done at that site, what the value is. On the other side of the equation is understanding where people get into trouble is they focus on how much money they're going to get and don't really understand what they're agreeing to in exchange. And what that means is you could enter into a bad agreement even though you're getting paid a good price. Mm-hmm. And that could have a negative impact on your ability to develop your property, dispose of your property, to sell it, to finance it, et cetera. And that can cause a lot of issues because what happens a lot is when somebody comes out to put a sell site on your property, they look at it and say, hey, we're going over here in this corner and then we're going to use this corner and know you're not using it. What you're actually agreeing to is not even allow them to have rights to that area, but you're putting restrictions on your entire property. We've worked with companies who own hotels and other commercial properties who have agreed to sell site leases on their property and they couldn't develop their property because now the tower company or the cell site company is saying, hey, what you're about to build is interfering with what we already have out there. Yeah. You can't do it. We have a $50 million property. We have a lease that's paying us $2,000 a month. We can't build because of this lease that basically is a fraction of the value of our property. So understand what you're offering and also understand what you're agreeing to.
Yeah. All right. Well said. All right. You ready for the speed round?
You? Let's go.
Lesson that took you the longest to learn.
Sorry, say it one more time. Sorry.
What's the lesson that took you the longest to learn?
Patience.
Something you want to learn in the next 10 years?
Understanding.
Define yourself in one word.
Persistent.
All right, that's a good one. Favorite book and why?
The Bible.
Okay, that's the most popular one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something you would tell your 20-year-old or your 18-year-old self to all the kids about to graduate and go to college?
Don't focus on today so much as focus on what's coming the next day.
That's a good one. Best piece of advice you've ever received in your life?
Treat others as you want them to treat yourself.
Well said. And fast forward 100 years, Hugh, what do you want your legacy to be?
That I help people at the end of the day. I made a difference and helped people.
Good. All right. Hugh, tell people who your ideal client is and how they can get a hold of you.
Our ideal client is anybody who has a piece of property or either been engaged to put something on their property by a cell tower company or either has an existing cell site agreement on their property. They can reach us via our website, which is celltowerleaseexperts.com or verticalconsultants.com. Or contact us by our 800 number, which is 877-456-7552.
All right. Hugh, I appreciate you being on the show. It was fun. Thanks for, all the ideas and stuff that you shared today. To the Think community, thanks so much. If you can help, you reach out to them. And Hugh, thanks. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay positive, and keep growing and doing your great things that you're doing for companies. I appreciate your wisdom today and sharing it with the Think community. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for taking time to listen to the Think Business Podcast. For more information about everything discussed on today's show, click on the show notes. To get on my mailing list and get all of the Think Big updates, visit johndwoskin.com/think. Have an amazing day and always think big.